Hello, everyone. This is Evelyn with Evie's Thoughts, co-founder of Evie's Creations. I hope that everybody is doing well. Today's show is a little bit different in that it's just going to be me only, this girl right here only, because Oz and I were talking about doing the show and what the topic was going to be this week. And I was like, babe, I have something that's really dear and close to my heart that I want to get out there. But I just don't know how we can do like a banter or laughter or whatever before the show. So then I was like, well, how about we just X that part out and get the message out anyway? I mean, everything can't be funny all the time, although I will try to be very entertaining, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. So anywho, the show today, I don't really know what the title of the show is going to be, after thinking about the multiple, topics in it. I pretty much gonna title it, Your Path in Life May Surprise You. And Your Path in Life May Surprise You, is a good topic, or title of this topic, because it's absolutely true. So why did I come to want to get this message out to everybody? Well, recently I am attending the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts, and I am on my way to be a Reiki master teacher. And during the process, before, of course, you can do Reiki, if anybody doesn't know what Reiki is, it's pretty much using like divine energy, universal energy for healing. And healing can mean anything that is going to mean to you. It can mean emotional healing, pain, sadness, joy, whatever it is that you need healing. Oopsie, you dropped. I'm back. You see, we're not going to cut that out. Hell no. I want that part of my show. Yes, I do. So anywho, I need something to make this stand up. Please hold. Let's see if that helps. There we go. We're back in business. So yeah. So what it does pretty much is the person who is your Reiki practitioner, they just call on divine, whatever that is. Is it God, source, whatever it is for you, and pretty much cause ask for that energy and that healing for the person. And ultimately, it's the Reiki energy that heals the person, not the practitioner. You're just there as kind of like a channel. But before you can actually go and do this on people and perform Reiki on people, you go through the process yourself as well. And going through the first couple of lessons and first classes, and I already have my Reiki 1 certification. I'm on my way to Reiki 2. Go me, yay me. I feel like it just did something to me where it's changed me in my mind, body, spirit, where I came across this message that I just wanted to talk to everybody about. It's not a message, if you will. It's just like a lesson, I guess, for today. The biggest thing that I learned during it is that people, although we seem happy all the time, can definitely hold on to like emotional baggage. For me, many a times, I'm very happy-go-lucky all the time. I'm very optimistic. I've always been that person, because someone who's come from stuff that's not the greatest, you kind of always learn that either you're going to live in that bad energy, or you're going to decide to be happy and not let your past or like things in your family or how you grew up or whatever determine who you are right now, because then you end up living with this baggage and you don't end up healing. But during the class, I realized that this phase in my life, I've been through quite a bit of stuff. I am changing in a way that I am living life for myself. I'm not caring what other people think. I'm going to do whatever it is that I'm called to do and whatever it is that makes me happy. Maybe you guys are like that and that's great, but for me, with the world and people outside of my family and, you know, personal friends, you know, I never really care. I do whatever it is that I want to do and whatever it is that makes me happy. But I realized that like this part of me, like, you know, working with energy and crystals and Reiki was things that I would hide from the world, really hiding my true self because I was afraid of what the world was going to think of me. And I don't care anymore. I've had too many near death things happen, surgery, this, that, the other thing, you know, family ups and downs and all this other stuff, that it's time to put all that aside and to live my best life now. For people who do not know me, I am a registered nurse and I love what I do because I've always had a calling to help people, heal people, help people. And I love it. I've done it for 15 years. I've done many multiple facets of it. I've done, you know, ICU and PACU, pre-op, ER, etc. And I love it. And it's all brought something to me, definitely. But my main goal in going into nursing was to be a way to just provide healing energy for people who need it in those times where people, you know, they need somebody there to care and to help take care of them. As the years gone by, where I'm 15 years in now, I do love what I do, but I'm still being called to do something else. And that's where the whole Reiki energy healing practice is coming in. And when we talk about your path may surprise you, my path is definitely surprising me because I never, maybe 5-6 years ago, would have thought, oh yeah, you know what, I am wanting to do a little bit of something different. Maybe I want to go and do a different career. Maybe I want to do, you know, something where maybe do nursing part-time and do Reiki full-time, or just do energy healing work and just be there for people at a different emotional, spiritual level. I can't explain it to you guys. But I've always been a type of person that I've always wanted to talk life and love into people and just be that positive energy, because I don't like to see people down. So I want to be, you know, to be helpful and to provide like light, I guess you can say. And now, because I am not caring about what other people think, I am going or taking the necessary steps that I need to take in order to do this path. But like I said, 5 years ago, I would not have thought about this path or done anything with this path. But now, because I'm living for me, I am going to do what makes me happy. And therefore, that's pretty much the message that I wanna bring out to the world, is that life is short. I've said this in a different podcast that we've had, but life is definitely short. And if you're constantly living to make people happy, then you will never be happy. I'm learning that now, and I'm gonna be 37 and I'm learning it now. Like, where have I been this whole time? I have been the person that, you know, kind of turns the other cheek and like, not again for like strangers and stuff like that, because I don't let those people mess with me, right? Those who know me know that I don't let people mess with me. But it's a little different energy when it's your family and stuff like that. And so I've held on to quite a bit of like just emotional stuff and not living in my truth and trying to please everybody, realizing that I'm trying to please everybody and nobody's pleasing me. And so what does that do? That makes you change in the way that you act towards these people, and you just kind of, I don't know, I used to still be there, be like, okay, it's okay, turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. And then eventually I was like, I have had it. I am tired of arguing with people. I am tired of always being the wrong one, because if you don't do what people want you to do, then you're the wrong one. If you don't live a life a certain way, you're the wrong one. If your character traits are seen as somebody with an attitude or tells people off, then you're an asshole. Like, you can never make anybody happy. You know what I mean? And so I've decided that I guess I can't. And the people that will want to be in my life or be in your life won't care about whatever is going on. They are going to accept you the way that you are, whether you, you know, have an attitude sometimes, whether you're missing an action for a couple of months because you have your own personal life, your personal family, you have your own obligations that you have to go through, work, school, kids, etc. I mean, who cares? I mean, it doesn't matter, because if somebody is going to care, love, and nourish you and want to be a part of your life, whether they go a week without seeing you or 3 months, they'll never make you feel bad about that, because they know that life does happen. And I feel that that's important for a lot of us, because a lot of us, we stay in these toxic relationships, if you will, because we're like, well, this is what we know, or we don't want to make everybody mad, or we'll be the good person. And I get all that. I think it's great. But at the end of the day, just make sure that you are not like pouring out all this like energy and you're not being filled back, because then you end up living or doing things or being around people really resenting what is going on. And so that's not a good thing. With Reiki practice, going back to that, I'll be all over the place today. I realize that it is important not to question sometimes why you're driven to do things. So when I say, you know, your path may surprise you, your path may definitely surprise you. Who would have thought me being a nurse and then all of a sudden going to this energy healing thing would be a thing, or talking to people like you? And I don't know if this is gonna go off. Like Evie's thoughts, we try to do it every other week. We try to talk to you guys. The goal is just for you guys to just laugh and be encouraged that nobody's perfect and that you are still able to attain your goals not being perfect. You can attain any goal in your life not being perfect, as long as your intention to do it is just pure of heart, I feel, and you're doing something that you love and you care about and something that, you know, is calling to you, then it shouldn't matter if you don't know how to do those steps. It shouldn't matter if the world thinks that you're nuts. It shouldn't matter. Any of that stuff shouldn't really matter, because at the end of the day, you're doing it because you want to do it. And so that's the energy that I want you guys to take with whatever it is that you're doing in life. If you have this calling that's super crazy and you're like, there's no way that I should be doing this, I don't know why, take a second before you say no to that thought and be like, well, maybe it's a yes. What if this is the true thing that I'm supposed to be doing? What if this is the thing that will make me be happy going to work every day and not dreading it? Like, oh my God, I hate going to work. People suck. Da, 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 da. Like, why don't you change that energy around and maybe whatever that little calling is, like, ding, 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 hello, hello, I'm here. Don't take it as something that's like not real for you to do, but actually maybe an idea that will change your life. And that's what I'm hoping with all of this stuff that I'm doing, right? So we do the podcast, which I love doing this and talking to you guys. A, you get to know me a little bit better. You know, I don't know if you want to know me, but you get to know me a little bit better. And also it gets to be just motivating and speaking life into people. And that to me is everything. Like I don't know. I show somebody that a normal person that they know or whatever can maybe do something like this and motivate people. And you never know what that grows into. And then, you know, with my healing jewelry on evviescreations.com, you know, I just knew that I would use different crystals and feel kind of energy, you know, happy, sad, mad. If I was in pain, I'd use a certain crystal and it felt good. So I'm like, hey, maybe the world doesn't know about this, or they do, and I could just help, you know, be like, this is my little combination and it works good for me. Maybe they'll like it, you know? And then now, once I am done with my Reiki schooling, which actually I'm kind of starting the process now, because I have been doing energy work for quite a while. Now I just have the paper behind it, right? So, but it's going to be called Loving You to Health Energy, and Slow and Steady, Just Building Clientele. So if you're in the Phoenix area, most definitely check out our website. Coming up soon, actually, still work in progress, but we'll be able to schedule appointments online, things like that. And so I'll offer 35 minutes to hour sessions, whatever it is that you need. So it's stuff like this that at first I was like, there's no way I should be doing this. The world's gonna think I'm crazy. I have an amazing career. And I get all that. But it's a calling in my soul that I cannot let go. And it's something that is just means something dear to me. And so I'm going with it, you know. And you'll be surprised what that does for you. You know, maybe, I don't know, I wanna say, what was it, 3? Yeah, 3 years ago, I still in nursing, but I was like, I want to do something to help people. And I went to, Health Coach Institute. And I was there and I was like, okay, I'm going to go do these online courses to help people. And the curriculum was great. The people were great. The motivation was great. Everything was great. But at the end of the day, it was not for me. Now, I don't know if it wasn't for me because I wasn't ready at that time for it versus that it wasn't for me just because it was just not. But nonetheless, it wasn't for me at that time. And so then I kind of just put that aside. I finished and did whatever it is that I had to do. But then I had this calling in my heart and my soul, like, damn, there's something else I need to be doing. And that's why I took this little trip here. So with you and with your life, I just want to let you know that if there's something calling to you that, you know, maybe you thought of 5-6 years ago, and then all of a sudden you kind of put it in the back burner because you're like, you know, it's not the thing that I really want, or you didn't know how you were going to get it to start, or you thought it was stupid, or you thought it was an idea that maybe somebody else had, I would say to definitely make sure that you maybe revisit that later on, because it might be something amazing. You're falling again. It's a thing. Oh, there we go. Okay. but definitely just make sure that it's something that you revisit, because it might be that thing to change your life. And a lot of the times we start something at one point in our life and it maybe wasn't the time for us to do it then. And then all of a sudden now it's something that we need to do. So I just want you guys to keep that in mind. Also, just be yourself, be authentic. If you are a certain way and you feel that you have to change who you are as a person so that you can be around a certain group of people or be accepted or whatever, then maybe they're just not the people for you. Life is very, very short. And the goal with this whole podcast or vlog that I'm doing today is to motivate you guys to be your true authentic self. Be who you are. If you like to be loud, if you like to laugh, if you like to be a little perv when you like joke around with your friends and you like to curse or whatever the case may be, who the heck cares? Because that's who you are. So why change so other people can be happy and have you in their group? It's better for you just to be who it is that you want to be, and then the people that gravitate to you the way you are the true people they're supposed to be in your life, right? And so I am learning that through time, and I just really wanted to share that message with you. Also, all of us, maybe we can learn from this. I don't know. So I'm all over the place today, dude. So anywho, I'm reading something, so hold up a second. Yeah. So while I was in the Reiki class, there was Reiki principles that they teach us. And it's something that I don't know, it just like called to me like, duh, if I lived like that or if I try to be like that, then maybe I won't, you know, be so angry sometimes all the time or flip out sometimes. I want to kill somebody sometimes. And every day I've been trying to like say this to myself when I want to, because I'm short. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, I want to kill this fucker. But no, I go back. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me just go back into my chi and make sure that I use my Reiki principles. So the first Reiki principle, actually, let me get my book. He has the one, I did the short version on my board there just because I have to see it sometimes so that I don't kill people. Especially my husband, he's a hot mess sometimes and I just can't deal. Oh, I don't have it with me. So I'm gonna have to read the one from my board here, but you'll get the gist of it, right? So the first Reiki principle is everything starts with just for today. So just for today, I will not worry. Just for today, I will be grateful. Just for today, I will treat every living thing. It says neighbor, but pretty much everyone, everything, and that includes yourself, with love. I will work and live my life with integrity. And then just for today, I will not be angry. And so I try to remind myself that when I want to like lose my shit, because it's true. Like I don't know. I was telling Oz about it. I was like, you know, if we just live in today, then we can accomplish our goals today. Like our goals are happening today. Our miracles are happening today. Everything happens at this moment. If you're worried about, oh my God, what's going to happen, or we can't do it, or we can't afford it, or we can't do whatever, then it's almost like you attract that negative energy or that worrisome energy into your life, and then nothing happens. And so, and I was like, just for today, I will not worry when it comes to deciding what I want to do with my life, deciding where what path I want to go. I'm like, you know what, just for today, I'm not going to worry. I'm taking the steps to do X, Y, and Z. And if it works out, great. If not, I really love doing it. So if I really love doing it, then it doesn't really matter, because if it works, great. But if it doesn't, at least I'm having a good time. And then just for today, I will be grateful. I am grateful for everything, you know, and I hope that you guys are grateful too. I mean, I don't take anything for granted, like being able to walk, you know, and work and wipe yourself when you use the bathroom and shower yourself is something that we all take for granted. So I would say, you know, we'll be grateful for everything, the big and the small things in your life. And I feel like that grateful energy just kind of will bring to you just a beautiful, even more things to be grateful for, because again, you're being grateful and you're putting that out there in the world and the universe, and that'll all come back to you, you know? Just for today, I would treat everyone and everything with love. And for me, this hit kind of home, because when I was learning it and everybody's like, oh, treat, you know, everybody with love, I'm like, man, I love everybody. Yeah, okay. I love a lot of people. There's some people that, yeah, they're kind of hard. But I try to treat everybody with love, respect. I mean, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you wash windows. I don't care if you clean the floor. I don't care if you wash toilets. I don't care if you're the CEO of something. I don't care. I treat everybody the same, because we are all the same. We are all people. And I strongly believe in that. And if you could smile and make everybody else smile. And I don't know. I feel like it just uplifts the energy from that day and you're able to have an amazing day or go through whatever it is that you want to, that you have to get through. If you just are happy and trying to treat people with love and respect and taking people's feelings into consideration and just not being a person that does things in malice, right? I will work with and live with integrity. Well, that kind of goes with what I said before. You just want to make sure that you're constantly just being, have integrity, be honest. Don't try to, like, I don't know, wear my bracelets. Don't try to rob people with my services. Don't try to rob people. Don't try to get on top or be on like a higher level by stepping on other people and like being dishonest. That's not cool. And I feel like that brings like bad karma into the whole situation. And that's not something that, you know, you should do. And then I will not be angry. And so when you worry, you live in the future. When you're angry, you live in the past. Now, not to say that I'm not going to get pissed off. Yeah, I'm going to get pissed off all the time. I get pissed off a lot. But I try to like control myself when I'm getting upset and I'm going to be like, wait a minute, let me just calm down. Or I let myself experience it. All right, so-and-so pissed me off. Okay, that situation has me hurt. It has me devastated. I cannot do anything to change it. It's constantly like ripping a Band-Aid off every time I think about this wound, every time I think about how it's hurt me. It's just constantly a Band-Aid is being ripped. And who needs that, right? So I would say just kind of let it go. Experience the anger for that moment. And then remember, just for today, I won't be angry. So if I felt it, it's not to say that you won't be angry. I felt it. All right, it sucked. But I'm going to let it go because why am I going to let it ruin the rest of my day or my life? And then I'm end up constantly being pissed off. And who wants to be that or who wants to be around that, right? So we don't want that. So these five Reiki principles, they were just like interesting to me. And I thought that I would share that with you guys because I don't know, a lot of the times I feel like we just hold things in and we stuff it in and we stuff it in and we stuff it in and stuff it in. And like one day it's going to explode. You know, we're never good enough. We're never, you know, competitive enough. We're never, you know, pretty enough. We're never fat enough. We're never skinny enough. We're never anything enough. We're always judging ourselves. And so that's not cool. So going back to the, I will treat everybody and everything with love, that includes ourselves. And I went into a rant, you know, and I forgot what I was telling you people, but I'm circling back now. I circle back now. So what I find with that statement that I didn't realize is that when you say that you're going to treat everybody and everything with love, that includes yourself. And for me, you know, some days I wake up and I'm like, "Ooh, I'm the bomb. I'm good. You're beautiful." Da, da, da. And a lot of the times I'm just like, "Oh my God, you're chunky. You let yourself go. Oh God, your face looks extra red, blah, blah, blah." And you do all this crap to yourself and then you don't love yourself the way you should. And so recently I have been practicing a lot of like self-love. You know, I have tons of incisions and scars everywhere. I've been through hell and back, right? So what I do is I'll just hug myself and be like, you know what? I love you. I love myself. I love the fact that I have this scar because I'm able to be alive and talk to you people today, right? And so any aches and pains, I'm like, you know what? It sucks, but it got me through. And so I'm still alive because of it. I'm still here. And it doesn't matter because this is beautiful. It is my story in life. It shows that I went through hell, right? And it's not for people to feel bad for me. I don't subscribe to that. I don't like people feeling bad for me. But it's just like, it's how we talk to ourselves, right? So you want to make sure that we talk to ourselves in a way that is just beautiful and uplifting. And then you attract more of that beauty to yourself and upliftingness to yourself. And so, and then all of a sudden you have all this love, all this beautiful energy, all this beautiful positive stuff coming your way. And you'll just be surprised how overnight things in your life change in a way that you never would imagine, you know? And then all of a sudden after you've kind of like grow and excel in this, then your life becomes this amazing miracle that you're like, oh shit, things are getting real. And so I hope that that is something that happens to everybody here. So, excuse me, I had a burp. I just wanted to share this with you. I hope that this inspires anybody, somebody, to just be authentic. You are enough. You are okay. If somebody always has something to say about you, oh, it's because of you we don't get along. You're the mean one. You don't come visit. You don't come do this. You don't have time for me. Oh, wow, it's about time you came to visit. Oh, wow, this, that, the other. It's like, you know what? Get those people out of your life because they're toxic and you don't need that. If somebody loves you, they love you no matter what. That's it. That's the point thing. And in regards to your goals and your path in life, just any idea that's in your head, anything that you've been putting at the back burner, anything that you really want to do, take a minute before you say no to that idea and just be like, would this make me happy? Would this make me complete? Could I do something with this? Would this fulfill me in some way or, you know, whatever? It doesn't have to be that this is like, oh, the thing that's like pops off and you're successful all of a sudden. No. But it can be that thing that just adds another light to your life, another like positive moment to your life. And then that can open doors to other positive moments. And so I just feel like this message about just like your path may surprise you, your life may surprise you. It's important because we are always going every single day with the same shit, different day kind of mentality. And I feel like 2020 is a year that we can just break from that and just be absolutely amazing. Like, keep going for it. Do anything, everything that you want to do. Don't let anybody bring you down. You are fine the way that you are. If you want to change, that's because you want to change for yourself and you see something wrong that maybe you don't like and you want to change. You still love yourself through the process, but you may want to change that, and that's cool. Don't do it just because the world is like, oh, you suck and you should be like us to be better, because that's not true at all. That is absolutely not true. With that being said, just listen to the little inklings in your head and you'll be surprised where life will take you. Life has a way of making things the way they're supposed to be. You know, it just does. So I hope that this motivates you. I hope that this inspires you. I had this message in my head for a very long time, and I just wanted to share it. You are enough the way you are. If you curse, if you want to be crazy, if you want to wear the hoochie clothes, if you don't, I'll hang out with you. I don't care. I will hang out with you all day. Why? Because I accept you for who you are. So with that being said, I hope that you enjoyed this show. If you did, please be sure to give it a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. This one's kind of serious. You'll get some serious ones sometimes. You get some joking one with the husband sometimes. You know, it really all depends on what I have to say or what he has to say. You know, not like we're important or anything, but like, you know, if I have something I want to say to you guys, hey, you know what, this is what I was called to say today. So today I was called to have something that was, you know, a little bit more on the serious note. So anyhow, but just be sure to subscribe, and we hope that you do enjoy us. And if you don't like us yet, we hope that we grow on you soon. We still have no idea what we're doing. We're learning and growing. With that being said, I hope that you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and just go treat yourself with so much love. And I'm sending you tons of love and light, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Take care.